Listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Maybe we need to call Elk and Elk. Serious lawyers for serious injuries. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns.
I'm suffering with stress, anxiety, with a potential heart attack.
Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm here. We got our guy Ray in Atlanta. Ray, how you doing today?
Hey, what's up, man?
Good, man. How are you doing?
Y'all, you guys are under attack up there, man.
It's all right, good, man.
It's all right. That's why we got double pane glass, like the Pope.
Right. Hey, listen, man. Once again, man, standing up, taking the calls, man. I appreciate it.
You got it, man.
In regards to myself, man, I didn't have big, huge expectations for the offseason. I don't get overly excited. I guess I was hoping for O-line depth and D-line depth and perhaps a receiver, which they got Hartline, but for me, man, I won't get excited until we get solid at quarterback position. I couldn't care less about all those other positions. Give me a quarterback, man. I wouldn't mind seeing them put all the resources that they can into getting the very best quarterback prospect that they can in this offseason.
And do you think that's out there this year via free agency in the draft?
You know what, man? Honestly, I like Winston a lot, but I'm intrigued with Mariota. I really am. I think he won't be outworked. I think he's smart, and I think he'll be okay with NFL coaching. I think he can get there as quick as anyone of the prospects that are available. I think Winston, what you see from Winston right now is what you can see, is what you see on Sundays. He's an NFL quarterback. He just makes me nervous.
Yes.
Off the field. If you didn't have the off-the-field problems, man, he's the number one pick, without question.
So, listen, you do want a quarterback. We know yesterday the Browns were interested in both Foles and Bradford. Chip Kelly saying right now that a team offered a first-round pick this morning for Sam Bradford. He didn't say who, but he did say that it was offered. So that's an interesting thing there. He also said he is not going after Mariota. He said, I will not mortgage the future. No chance that we're going. That's crazy. Let's dispel this now. I think that stuff is crazy. So apparently,
seems like he has mortgaged a little bit of the future, hasn't he?
He's done a lot of things here, but that's certainly interesting there. Yeah, you need a quarterback. If right now you're a Browns fan, you want Johnny Manziel to come out of rehab, get his life together, and become that guy. Bottom line. And if he can, that's great. If not, yes, this team is going to have to continue to find and address the quarterback position. You hope if Josh McCown starts, you get 2013 Josh McCown. That's why you do have to get him playmakers. That's
yes,
why
you do
need to get him a tight end.
Because when he did have playmakers,
receiver.
he was very good.
People say, oh, yeah, well, he wasn't good last year. Well, Mike Evans and Vincent Jackson didn't suffer last year. They were doing just fine. There was a lot that went wrong in Tampa. By the way, the winners in free agency last year. And a lot of teams, we can get into it. I know you guys think only the Browns didn't do anything. A lot of teams didn't do literally anything yesterday in free agency. Many teams around the NFL, some good, some that you would say are not so good, upper echelon. A lot of teams kind of sat that first day of free agency out. Baltimore just got rid of an asset, Haloti Ngata, to pick up a draft pick. That's what they tried to do. San Diego did absolutely nothing at all yesterday other than cut Chad Reinhart. There were a lot of teams that didn't
Dallas
do a
Dallas Cowboys
lot of stuff.
Did nothing but potentially negotiate with DeMarco Murray.
They're hoping to. That's why they want to get him. They hope to get him, certainly. All right, let's go to Barry on a cell phone. Barry, welcome to the show.
All right, guys, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
All right. Hey, I was talking to Gibbs off the air, and I kind of, you know, I'm all right with what they're doing right now. You know, only if they, you know, stick with the plan that they had at this retreat that they, you know, took.
Certainly.
Now, you know, if next year we're talking about, you know, we're getting rid of, you know, the head coach and we're getting rid of Ray Farmer, then that's when we'll have a problem.
But it would, you know, it seems, right. Yeah. Right.
Because right now, I mean, really, who would you have grabbed? I mean, I'm interested in some of the players out there in free agency right now. It would be, you know, like what Wilhelm was talking about, Arakpo. I got some interest in him, and maybe Kenny Britt.
And
a defensive lineman.
Yes.
You know, but overall, man, just to go out there just to spend, you know, for what? You know, because, you know, the season hasn't started yet. So I'm okay with what they're doing only if they stick with the coaching staff and stick with the management, Ray Farmer and crew. We can't just keep breaking this stuff up, man, every year, every 2 years. You know, give these guys 4 years. I know it sounds crazy. This is year two, right?
It's year two.
Yes.
We're just getting to the beginning of year two. That's
okay.
It.
Okay. So now we should start seeing some trending up, you know, hopefully. I still think that the quarterback that they brought in now. I think he's just as good as Hoyer, and that's not a knock on Hoyer. But I think, you know, like they said, with the cast that he has around him, a good running game, you know, and you know, I'm from the old school, you know, offensive line and defensive line. That's where the game is played. Okay, you know, so if you got a good offensive line, good defensive line, you can run the ball, you can go off of play action. Hey, man, you know, things can happen. Believe it. You know, so I'm okay with what they're doing as long as they stick with what the plan was. And I hope Mr. Haslam hears that, man. You know, I know he wants to win, and I know he wants to win bad. But, you know, you just can't keep blowing it up, man. Stick with these guys. I think they're going to do it, man. You got to.
Thank you very much, man.
There's a bit of optimism.
A little bit of optimism. And to me, it seems so odd that when everybody, I think, would agree that you need continuity. At least give them an opportunity to see what's going on here. To me, you need that continuity. But if you were to read today, you would think that you're calling for people's heads before they even get to their second year.
Correct. And also, too, not only second year, can we get through, like, 4 days of free agency?
Listen, the Browns are going to do what they're going to do, and I like the fact that they are not bowing to the pressure or whatever this is that's trying to be applied to them. I do feel good about the defensive backfield. I personally may be a bigger Pierre Desir fan than most out there, but I saw him go into a game and play very well against Mohamed Sanu fearlessly, and then come back in the second game that he started and hold Kelvin Benjamin under 50 yards with 3 pass breakups. I thought he played well. I think Gilbert's going to have a heck of a time beating out Pierre Desir, but I like that those two guys are going to compete. I like that Gilbert's hungry. I like that he's working with with Joe Hayden down in Florida. I like that aspect of it, and I think that this team still believes that they're fine in the secondary, and I think it'd be hard to argue not. The 3 guys who went to the Pro Bowl in the secondary are all coming back right now.
Yes, exactly. And what you have to love is we have competition at corner. And also, too, is I think for both Justin Gilbert and Pierre Desir, and if Pierre Desir is really going to be able to compete with Justin Gilbert to overseed and supersede that number one or that first round pick, as I said yesterday, Justin Gilbert's going to get the nod simply because he's number one overall. You're going to give him every opportunity to prove himself and or prove that he can't play at this level. Pierre Desir, all he needs to do is show that consistency. He did so for 2 weeks, but in OTAs, in mini camps, and in training camp, he can win that job simply by showing that he does that on a daily basis in practice, and he'll be a week one starter if he can do that.
If one of those two guys can play, then you're fine.
Yes.
Then you're in good shape. And when you look at the secondaries, look at what Seattle, they paid 3 guys. You can only pay 3 guys in the secondary, and they all better be really worth it. And right now, if you're the Browns, you've paid Joe Hayden. You want to pay Tashaun Gibson, I think, and keep him here. And those are going to be the two kind of cornerstones, one corner, and then you've got your two young corners here for 3 more years under rookie deals. Gilbert, in his case, 4 more years. So that is in many ways, a very good thing for building at that position there. Let's go now to Troy in Zanesville. Troy, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Good, man. How you doing?
Hey, not bad. I just want to say something about, you know, how the regime keeps saying, you know, that I keep hearing that, you know, we're just like one player away. This team's ready for a playoff push, possibly, if we just get that quarterback. But see, the thing I don't understand is that we could have probably had Nick Foles yesterday for probably a 3rd-round draft pick because Bradford, he's damaged goods. You probably could have had him for a 4th-round draft pick. But
Bradford for a 4th round? That's not no. Somebody offered them. Chip Kelly said today somebody offered a 1st-round pick for Bradford and it was not accepted.
Okay, let me talk about Chip Kelly too. But what I'm saying, why if we are just one player away, why are we bothering talking about drafting a quarterback, which you probably won't be good for 2 or 3 years anyway? Go out and get an established leader and have them lead us to the playoffs if this team is ready, because half the damn team will be gone by the time that rookie quarterback comes around and starts being good.
So who would that have been in your mind? Just curious. That was available.
I would have said Nick Foles, without a doubt. He's got the body, the arm. He's young. He would have been all right. He would have ran that system perfectly.
I would have liked to see Foles too,
because he's nice. You know, he's got a great upside. You know, he's been part of something, you know, very special there in Philadelphia as a part of the system. So he's very diverse in what he'd be able to do as a quarterback.
Let's go now to Jonathan in Massillon. Jonathan, welcome to CBD.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good man. How are you?
All right. So I'm gonna kind of shift things up here a little bit and just look at something, and you can tell me I'm crazy when I'm done. But the more I look at what Haslam's doing, I feel like that Manziel pick last year. the whole reason he can even own the Browns in the first place is because he is a very, very good businessman with business acumen for days. He's very good at making money. He's very good at it. So I know everyone says he wants to win, he wants to win, he wants to win, and he says, of course, he wants to win, just like every owner says they want to win. But step back for a minute, and what's to say that Jimmy Haslam is not just a really smart businessman? Taking Johnny Manziel put the Browns back on the map, because had we taken, like, Blake Bortles, no one would have cared about the Browns. We took Johnny Manziel. We sold 10 million jerseys. We sold all our season tickets. We made all kinds of money, all kinds of upgrades. Was it the best football decision? Not really. Even at the beginning, I don't think people thought it was the best football decision. But he still made money, and he made the Browns relevant to make more money. So just for a second, could you just think that possibly, maybe Jimmy Haslam honestly doesn't care about winning all that much. Maybe he just wants to take his investment and make more money for himself and his family. And I know that's not something Browns fans want to hear, but when you spend $1 billion on something, I think you want to get a return on investment, and he might be doing it, you know, more to get money as opposed to trying to win.
I do believe that winning is what makes NFL franchises the most money. To me, that's what I think he needs to do. I think he knows that they want to win.
Absolutely, and I would think that any owner, you know, his intention, a lot of them have money from somewhere, whether they're a trust fund baby or whether however they've made their money, they've accumulated close to $1 billion to be able to buy any NFL franchise. And their goal in some cases is to maintain the great businesses that they have running and build it the same exact way and build it into a profitable business. But more so than anything, I think what Jimmy Haslam wants to do is he wants to, first and foremost, he wants to win because he knows the history here in Cleveland, which is why he was so enticed to spend the money to be here. Because I feel that Jimmy Haslam and on down the line really feel that in time it'll be something very special and something that the Cleveland Browns fans will be very proud of, the product at First Energy Stadium and who they have on this roster, so that they whittle away at all the negativity associated with this organization over the past 15 years.
So Chip Kelly, to clarify on that, Chip Kelly saying today somebody called him this morning and offered a first-round pick for Sam Bradford. Didn't say who it was, but he said a team this morning offered a first-round pick for Sam Bradford, who they just acquired there. All right, when we come back, more phone calls, 216-578-0850. Get your tweets in. It's Mailbag Wednesday. I don't even know if we need to go in the mailbag because I'm pretty sure you guys are going to be blowing it up. Just curious what you think. What do you want to see? What are you so upset about? Or why do you have some modicum of faith in what's going on here with the Browns after the first day of free agency? It was a very quiet one here for the Browns in Berea. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.